RSTR Mobile.
Injectors clacking in the background. But your garage is insulated, so once you get it warm of a morning, it probably doesn't take much to maintain it.
I put it on high the first 10 minutes, and it brings it from 55 degrees up to 71 degrees, and then I put it on low, and it maintains 71.
Yeah, remember to leave a window or a door cracked a little bit so the carbon monoxide can get out. How many times I've seen that?
While working.
The building's sealed up airtight and the heater running in there. Sometimes those little small details get overlooked.
Used to it anymore.
He used to live down here. He came down here to stay for about 10 or 15 years. And when he went back up there, he said his blood was thin when he went back up there. He used to be the coldest body in the bed. He lived in South Dakota. And he says, before we went up there, which was about 7 or 8 years ago, he said, the cold grew up, they got to it. It's so hot down here. Well, I mean, but it took him a while to acclimate to the cold up there.
I'm walking around in short sleeves today. After about 10 o'clock, I had to ditch that hoodie, and I've been in short sleeves the rest of the day.
Gateway Village in Charlotte, where I work, they could do that. Everybody come in all bundled up. They could come in there with short sleeves. And he couldn't wear shorts to work, but he could wear short sleeves to work, but he'd come in with short sleeves. That's back when I used to. He's standing out there in the freezing cold, short sleeves, for 10 or 15 minutes, and he goes back in, never got hot, or never got cold.
I never get cold, but unless I'm going to be outside for, you know, a length of time, I'm okay. I can maintain my core temperature pretty good, but it comes from years of being outside. I've pretty much never had a completely inside job, so I've always just kind of gotten used to it.
Dude, that's the same way Steve when he worked outside a lot when he was down here. When we would go work and put up in him, we used to have the antenna hanging parties. And we just asked every weekend where the next antenna hanging party was. So we hung a lot of antennas. There's a lot of big people. And we'd be sweating like crazy, and Steve would be, he'd be full cold as a cucumber. Just because he worked outside all the time. And he was kind of a sweating bullet.
Summertime? Y'all can have that heat, but I don't sweat. I do sweat, but I don't sweat just profusely, so my body doesn't evaporate off real well.
I want to go to my neighbor's yard, and I'm having to bring on back over here. I don't know what it is over there. There's woods between my house and his house, and I think the squirrels run around over there. They always want to go over there. And it's not so much, not so bad when only one of them wants to do it. But when both of them are pulling at the same time, they're little, but they're fighting.
It's amazing how much force a 10, 15, 20-pound dog can pull.
And I was over here the other day, and they were doing that. All four legs were leaning forward really, really hard. They were leaning into it, all four legs on each dog. They really got some cold. No, they do. I guess that's how sweat, why sweat dogs are so good. W4DJ
though. Yeah, I'm assuming that was your son you called there just a minute ago. I heard him check in on the net with you. What was it, Friday or Saturday night? And that's the first time I'd ever heard him on the radio. I didn't know your son had his license.
He's been in radio after quite a while now, but he's just been out of it for a while. They've got some friends that lived up there that were impacted by it, and they were all getting on the radio, and he's a ham radio operator. Didn't have a they were using GMRS, and he didn't have a GMRS license, so that's a bad example. So that's got him going on the ham radio as well. But yeah, he's been ham. Another guy that's been a ham quite a while, his name is Jim. He only lives a couple of miles from me, but he worked for Honeywell. He tested jet engines at Honeywell. And, you know, Honeywell shut down that department. He moved somewhere. And it kind of, same thing that happened to me when I changed jobs. You get really, really focused on the job. You know, you let your hobby slip a little bit. So, Jim, he bought out a bunch of stuff from a Final Key, and he's going to be getting back on the air. I was just seeing if he was back on the air yet.
Prior to that, well, Dave, I am crossing the state line, so I'm going to lose the repeater here shortly. Good to talk to you this afternoon. You enjoy your walk with the dogs, and stay warm out there. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Yeah, you stay safe on the road. I'll stay safe in here against the freezing cold.